Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's second date update is just another case of the old hit it and quit it.
Uh-oh.
Quite literally, because Cassie, who is on the phone to do a second date update today, says she met the guy that she went out on a date with because they got in a car accident.
Oh.
And now he's not okay. Calling her back. So maybe not the hit it and quit it that you were thinking about.
Yeah.
What's up, Cassie?
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm okay. I'm a little worried, I guess I could say.
You're worried? That seems kind of intense for just a first date.
I'm just, like, concerned, like, if I did something wrong or if, like, this whole situation is different than I perceived it. I mean, you know how dates can be. Like, you could think things are going well and they're probably not.
Yeah, most of the time they're not.
Yeah.
98% of the time they're not. So you're...
Right.
Your email said that you met him because you were in a car accident. Like, were you in the same car together or...
No, this is kind of stupid on my part, but I was driving and there was a lot of traffic and this song played on the radio that I really love and I just started jamming out and I was really happy and I wasn't paying attention and I rear-ended this guy.
Oh, man.
So how do you go from hitting this guy's car to going out on a date with him?
So he steps out of his car, he slams the door, turns around and he looks and he is just furious and he's clearly really upset, really angry, and he walks up to my door, and I get out, and he's like, what the hell are you thinking? Can you not see? Are you blind? Do you know how to drive? And at this point, he's so angry, and I felt so bad. I kind of started crying, and...
Oh, no.
That could be a lot of emotions in that situation,
yeah.
You know? Especially if someone's that angry.
Yeah, so I started crying, and he immediately eased up. Like, he just stopped. And he was like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, you're really beautiful. And I was
like, what?
Kind of, yeah.
Are you crying?
So he's screaming at you about running into the back of his car and then just like a deer in headlights goes, whoa, sorry, you're hot.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the tears or what. You know, most people don't look pretty when they cry.
Yeah.
You are lucky. I get real snotty, puffy-eyed. I mean, it literally looks like someone had punched me in the face 4 times.
You know, that's what I thought about myself, too. But I guess, I don't know, I guess there was something dreamy about it. But
did he segue from you're beautiful into let's go out on a date, forget the insurance, and...
Basically, you know, I was kind of joking. I was like, oh, are you doing this just to get my information? You know, I was going to give you my information either way, da-da-da-da. And he's like, no, I'm really serious. He was really sincere. And so we get to talking, and we're, like, really clicking. And he asked me out on a date. And I was like, oh, you know what? What the heck? Why not?
Okay, that's a cool way to meet somebody. At least you have a good story.
No kidding.
Right?
And how was the date?
The date was amazing. We took a walk around the city and, you know, we just talked about everything. I felt really comfortable and at ease with him. And
that's all you guys did was walk?
Yeah, we, like, walked around and we talked.
Weird.
It was pretty low-key.
I don't know why that sounds like such a strange date to me, just walking around.
Straight?
Yeah. I don't like to walk in general. And then just going on a walk with somebody sounds torturous.
Walking. It's so nice.
Okay.
Glad none of his anger issues popped up again for you.
Fortunately, none of them popped up. It was just all, like, really sweet, really lovely, and... You know, at one point, we even kind of started to hold hands.
What?
Aww,
yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. Time flew by. And then, you know, I got to the point where I was like, well, maybe I'll invite him to my place for a drink or something. So I did. And he was like, well, I've got things to do and da da da. So we parted ways. He gave me a hug. It was nice. But I felt kind of strange. And then since that time... I don't know. I haven't heard anything from him. And so I thought maybe the whole date was different than I expected. Maybe he just wanted my information because of the wreck.
But why would he hold, yeah. I mean, why would he have to go to hold your hand? Yeah. You know, like,
or even meet up with you at all.
Totally.
Right. And I would think since like it went so well and we spent a good deal of time together, I don't know. I thought there was the start of something, maybe.
I will say it is kind of weird that he turned down your offer to go up to your place for a drink.
Yeah, maybe I did something wrong. Maybe I was just awkward or it was going well in my head and it actually wasn't.
Or maybe he was so into you that he scared himself.
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
That's a test.
Oh, gosh.
Is there anything that you can think of that might have gone wrong?
Maybe he thought I was pretty when I cried and I wasn't so beautiful when I wasn't crying.
He's like, sorry.
I don't know.
I only date chicks that are in tears. You're lame.
Maybe you should have yelled at me and I would have cried a little bit.
Well, we'll play a song, come back, call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okie doke.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.